Hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president. Our co-host is Dana Yarbrough, my fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College. What's Brewing, CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 15 minutes at a time for now. Our extended episodes will start later this month. So let's go ahead and start the show. And again, welcome to another episode of What's Brewing, CISFA? Let's start the show off with our first cup. So this episode was recorded the morning of Friday, August 14th. This is our end of the week episode, so we'll be a little looser than what our normal start of the week episodes are when we record on Monday or Tuesday morning. But being part of a little loose here and all, and also just a real joy to have, I finally have our co-host, Dana Yarbrough, with us this morning. Dana, say hi.
Good morning, and let me say, there's nothing like that first sip.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, you know, I did say early on, I'll tell you, you know, what was the, you know, the premise for calling it What's Brewing, CISFA? and so, you know, as I talked about Dana, you know, I have my little K-cup machine back in our office where we haven't been for a while.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, we had this thing going, you know, you'd come in, get your first cup of coffee pretty early in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what was your favorite drink? You had a favorite coffee, I'm sure.
Ooh-wee. I would have to say probably Starbucks Pike Place.
Okay. My favorite. Yeah. I remember you also brought some Death's Door one time. Oh. I do remember that.
Oh, yeah. That one was pretty good, you know, for the, you know, slow to start mornings.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Yes.
So that was kind of the premise of this show. You'd come in, you'd get your first cup.
Yes.
And occasionally, as I, you know, I talked about in early episodes, how, you know, so people know what the heck does this mean? You know, we'd do a little radio banter back and forth.
You know, yes.
Uh-huh. Like, good morning, Dana. How are you doing?
Oh, you know what, Dennis? I kind of miss that, you know, in the morning
I
time.
I do. That's yes. why I'm hoping maybe What's Brewing, CISFA, now that it's me and you co-hosting through the modern technology of the world, will bring some of that back.
I love it. And I love that you're doing this. And I'm so happy to finally join you and, you know, have some fun, some clean fun.
That exactly. Very clean fun. So we're only doing a first cup today. Obviously, when we expand to our 30-minute shows, even though we're going to add an interview, hopefully, with some people from CASFA and CISFA and all around the world, we're definitely going to have a second cup. You know, we'll need that second cup, which again, all comes from reality, right? It's the reality that you would occasionally come in and have a second cup.
Oh, yes. All the way up until that final sip.
That's right. And so we'll get that last sip in today, too, where well, I'm not going to spoil it for people. Let's not.
Oh,
spoil
yeah. Don't
it for people.
Don't. Let's keep it a surprise.
That's right. So in this first cup segment, let's talk a little bit about you, Dana.
Okay.
So, you know, this show is for our CISFA audience, hopefully CISFA members, those who are associated with us. I know we have a variety of people who follow us on Twitter from the state chancellor's office or some of the sponsor type companies that we work with and different software and all. So let's talk a little bit about who's Dana Yarbrough.
So, all right. So who is this Dana girl? So I, as Dennis mentioned earlier, I am a financial aid technician. I have a bit of a history with our campus, Los Angeles Mission College. I actually started working in the financial aid office, right out of high school as a student worker. So Dennis, I think I've shared this story with you a couple of times. Again, my start at the college. So, you know, this, this 17, 18-year-old young woman has no idea what she wants to do, what her place in the world is. So again, you know, starting out in the office, you know, meeting people and learning about the world of financial aid and, you know, also being a student at the college, it led me to where I am now. Those experiences shaped me and made me the woman I am now.
And you, and I know you, you know, you were a student, obviously, before I had started at the college.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then you'd gone away. But but occasionally this this tall lady would come to the office and talk to, because Dana, you're a little on the tall side, would come and talk to some of the employees.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. And all I would know is, this is the Dana, you know. This is Dana coming to visit. And, you know, at that time, I think you were off in Azusa. We'll talk more about that in a little bit.
Okay.
But you were off at school. You were finishing school. I think you were starting a job somewhere else. And all I knew was that at some point, we were going to get Dana back.
Oh, yes, yes. But, you know, it's so interesting, Dennis, because like you mentioned, so let me just back it up a little bit.
Sure.
So, yeah, so again, started out right out of high school, 17, 18 years old, as a student worker. Eventually, you know, I did graduate and transfer out to CSUN. Mm-hmm. And then kind of lost contact with my family, my financial aid family at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who reached out to me was Marisol.
Marisol is my... I always call her the assistant director in the office because we have goofy titles in the LA Community College District that we have no choice. We have to stick with. I'm officially the financial aid manager. I'm the director in reality. Most people know what a financial aid director is. Marisol serves the role of financial aid supervisor, which in a sense is correct in that the financial aid supervisor position in the district, in the financial aid office, supervises basically everybody. But when I talk to people outside of the district, I usually will consider her my assistant director. That usually people then know, oh, they're the second in charge. Yes, that's right. So Marisol, she was your connection back.
Yes, yeah. She reached out to me and you know, offered me a CGCA position.
That's right. That's where we can hire students gone off to university to come back, work in the office, you know, and help us and assist us in ways.
You got it. And so I, you know, went back and worked and stayed there until I graduated from CSUN and still kept in touch with some of the people there.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned, you know, freshly graduated from CSUN. It took me, Dennis, a year to find some type of gainful employment.
Well, you know, it's sometimes tough right out of college, obviously, and especially dependent upon the field of work that you were looking to work in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But one thing I believe I had going for me is the skills that I learned, you know, being a student worker in the financial aid office, you know, having that foundation, it did give me some type of edge.
Well, you know, and I got to say, you know, when you listen to people at our CSFA conference, whether it's the outgoing president giving his, you know, exit speech, as we call it, or someone else during a session talking about how to find good workers or things like that. Mm-hmm. You hear from so many people, and you're probably like the epitome of this. How did you start in financial aid? Well, I was a student worker. And we know, and again, not to brag, but student workers in financial aid generally end up doing such a wide variety of things compared to some other offices on campus. You know, I mean, if you're you're a lifeguard at the pool, that's kind of your duties. You know, it's very specific to that. But if you're in financial aid, you could be scanning documents. You could be helping on the phones. You could be assisting with creating spreadsheets. You know, some of our CGCAs currently, you know, they're helping us up to date the website, look at our social media. There's so many aspects to it. And so, yeah, you're kind of the epitome of how that has grown into a full-time job that I hope that you never leave.
Yeah. Oh, you're so funny, boss.
We can't afford to let you go. You know, that's just kind of the way it is.
Oh, yes. And then, you know, Dennis, I think the major takeaway from that experience, and even now in my current role, is the communication skills. Mm-hmm. You know, communicating with not only students, but administrators, other faculty members and staff members.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, for me, that is key because, you know, when you are able to communicate your message and then even establish some sort of relationships with other individuals, you know, you create for yourself a name and a reputation. And as I get older and again, working in this, in my current position, mm-hmm. you know, I'm starting to really understand how key and how important that is.
Well, Dana, I think from there, seeing that where we are in time on the show, I think that's a good jumping off point for another episode, because communication to me too is very key to just getting along and getting things done and helping people along, whether they're students, faculty, or staff. We're definitely going to explore that in future episodes and learn more about you. But for now, let's go ahead and take a short musical interlude so we can head into our Last Sip segment.
And welcome back to the show. And welcome to our Last Sip segment.
Even give you the sound effect.
I love it.
There you go. Well, this being our end of the week Last Sip segment, I've done a couple of these I dare you to read segments on the podcast about books and things that I dare people to just go out and look for. Today, a special thing. I want to add a I dare you to listen to segment. And Dana, this is where I want to throw the show over to you, because I know you have a wide varying background of musical tastes. Why don't you give us our first I dare you to listen to episode segment?
Okay. So I dare you all to listen to It Is What It Is by one of my favorite musical artists. His name is Thundercat. If you're into, like, you know, jazz fusion, R&B, jazz, tronica, a little hip hop, this is the guy to listen to. It Is What It Is his new studio album, and it is fantastic. So when you get a chance, check it out on Spotify, YouTube, or whatever musical platform that you like to, you know, listen to, and definitely check him out. And he is, dare I say, Dennis, a badass.
That's okay. I'll go with you on that. Dana, that is an awesome choice. I'll have to say you got me turned on to Thundercat, which then made me find, I believe his name is Ryan Porter, who's a trombonist who plays with him. Uh-huh. Obviously, Flying Lotus, is it correct?
Yes, yes.
Christian Atunde Scott?
Christian Scott, yes.
Christian Scott. Some great artists. So we're going to probably be covering all of those in future I Dare You to Listen to segments. And we'll do longer ones, seeing that this is the first one. We just wanted to get one out the door. Because, Dana, I think we've just about ran out of time for the week. Okay. Again, I know you'll have some new picks and music. We'll have some TV shows, movies, books, and more.
Oh, yes.
You know, for upcoming episodes. But for now, I want to thank Dana for joining us here on What's Brewing CISFA. And thank you to our audience for tuning in.
And hey, remember to check out the CISFA website at CISFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. You will find our Twitter handle on our homepage, and please follow us on Twitter.
And for this and all future WBC podcasts, find our feed through the Google Podcasts, podcast.google.com. and search for us by using CISFA. You'll find our one and only type of podcast out there. Same thing for Apple devices. If you're using Apple Podcast app, search for CISFA. Also, all episodes are hosted at wbccsfa.podbean.com. That's wbccsfaaa.podbean.com. That's the words pod and bean as one word.
What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of myself and Dennis.
And this has been episode number 11, recorded the morning of Friday, August 14th, 2020. Have a great day.
And have a great weekend.